Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. David will be the prince of the millennial reign. There is a reason for this. Why will David be the prince in the millennial reign? It was not because of David's ability, strength, wisdom, not even for his humility. David will be the prince in the millennial reign, though. The reason why David will be the prince in the millennial reign is very simple. He learned how to trust God. We talk about trusting Him, but it is a foreign concept. We talk about trusting God and we do not know what it means often. But David learned what it meant to trust God. What it did not mean, and this is, I think, where we believers get in trouble sometimes. What it did not mean was that David was never afraid. David experienced profound fear in his life. So much so that he even hid amongst the Philistines and pretended to be insane. David experienced profound fear. But that did not mean that he did not trust God. I think the simplest manifestation, example, expression of trusting God is this. That when I'm afraid, I trust Him anyway. It's not that I've gotten rid of my fear. It's that I trust Him more than I trust my fear. And David learned this. David trusted God more than he trusts his fear. And in Psalm 46 and verse 1, he wrote an amazing thing. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Now, the fact that God is my refuge and my strength is indicating two things. It indicates that the trouble he is speaking of came from within and from without. When trouble came from without, God was a hiding place. In your lives, when trouble comes from without, somebody else, a circumstance, difficult challenge, He is your hiding place. You can hide in Him in the corners of your heart and your mind. And you find Him there, ready to comfort you. God is your hiding place. It's quiet where God is, and it's peaceful. This is why people like Richard Wurmbrand managed to get to know God in the most harsh conditions. Because he found that hiding place with God, and it was peaceful there. And though he was tortured and he was beaten for years and years, they could not reach him in that hiding place that he had with God. God was his hiding place. Challenges can come and fear may come, but it cannot take away what you have with God. It cannot remove that from you. It can't rob you. It can challenge you, but it cannot steal from you. What I give away of my own accord. But nothing can steal from me. And even the enemy who has come to steal cannot steal from me if I don't give away what I possess. God is my refuge. I run to Him in my mind. How does that look? I come to a difficult circumstance and say, God, help me. After the day is done, I lay down and I think upon Him and I pray. I say, God, this is what has happened today. give me wisdom. God, this is my circumstance, give me protection. God, this is where I am, give me favor. God, help me. And He does. God is my refuge. He is also my strength. That means in those days where I am simply weak, too weak to take on a challenge. And the times when that which is facing me is bigger than I am. It is a giant and I am a grasshopper. In the times where I have no sufficiency and no ability, He is my strength. In the time when I have to do push-ups, He becomes strength for me. God is my strength. In the times when it's hard, He is my strength. You see, the beauty of this is I don't have to be strong. He is my strength. And I don't have to be brave. He is my courage. And I don't have to lack fear. I just need to trust Him. He is my strength. A very present help in trouble, it says in Psalm 46:1. A very present help in trouble. Now, that word very there is interesting. It means very. You would think it means something else, but it doesn't. It means very. Large in quantity. Very. He is very present. He's not just a little present. He is overwhelmingly present. He comes in and He overwhelms the situation that overwhelms me. There is a mountain ahead of me, but the mountain cannot stand against the Savior. He is a very present help. He doesn't come in. He comes in like a flood. He is a very present help. In the same regard that He destroyed the world in judgment with Noah by flooding the world. The highest point in the world was 5 miles underwater. That was a very powerful effect. Now, in the same way, He is a very present help in time of trouble. Like, God doesn't do it small. God comes in and takes the whole situation over. You get somebody who's coming against you, I've experienced this. You have somebody who's coming against you, has some measure of worldly authority against you, though no measure of authority with God unless God gave it to him. He has some measure of authority against you, and he says, okay, I'm going to give you a hard time because I can. And God comes in and He overwhelms the situation. He overwhelms that person, and they in their arrogance think they're doing whatever they're doing, but in fact, God is setting them up so that whatever they are doing toward you, He will respond to them in equal measure and in equal quality. God overwhelms them. Somebody comes against you, God overwhelms them. He doesn't just deal with them, He swats them out. Somebody's in God's way. I've seen this. Somebody was in God's way for a specific believer and God swatted them into Norway. And they didn't even know they were opposing that believer. They didn't even know that person, but they were standing in God's way and God's plan for that person and God swatted them all the way across to the other side of the planet. Literally. They hated Norway. They came back in 2 months. God swats people out of my way if it is necessary. You see, God doesn't come in a small way. God comes in an extremely big way. God's not the kind who says, leave them alone, please. God's the one who decks you if you mess with His children. You don't want to go up against Him, but you sure want Him on your side. He's on your side. In all things, get this, in all things, God's on your side. Oh, but I'm the one who messed it up. Doesn't matter, I shed my blood, I'm on your side. It was my mistake, doesn't matter. You're my child, I'm on your side. In all things, He is on your side. And He comes in like a flood. Not like a trickle, but like a flood to take care of you. He is on your side. He is a very present, and that word present has the connotation of present and well proven. God has a track record. And His track record is this. He is always faithful to you. He's on your side and He's faithful and He's able and He will do it. You don't have to be afraid. He will do it. Somebody stands up against you in a hostile way. I usually feel bad for people like that. I really do. I usually feel bad for people who stand up against me in a hostile way. Why? God's going to clean their clock. Why? Because they're standing up against God. How stupid is that? But God is going to clean their clock. And if that means physically, He has no problem with that. If that means He swats them to the other side of the planet, He has no problem with that. I don't know how many bosses and neighbors that were very ungodly I prayed out. Just a couple months ago. I had these neighbors, very rude, very vile, living across the street from me. I said, God, this is unacceptable. Bye. Sure enough, didn't take a lot of prayer either. I said, God, this is unacceptable. Please remove these people. They're gone. Sure enough, I didn't have to say anything to anybody. I had to talk to my Savior. He removed them. When we were first married, we lived in a row house. It was a two-apartment row house in Baltimore City. We had no money. It was two blocks from church. So we thought, this is awesome. We had these neighbors, filthy neighbor, filthy mouth. I used to call him gutter mouth because it rhymed with his name. So I called him gutter mouth. I said, God, remove gutter mouth. Gutter mouth started accusing us to our landlord falsely, saying that we were having loud parties at night. That was a mistake. So the landlord called the previous landlord and said, what was he like when he was with you guys? He said, he was obnoxious. He was the worst. We were so glad to get out. He got evicted. He tried to get us evicted. He got evicted. There's no weapon that can be formed against you that can prosper. Guttermouth was out the door. Why? He came against the wrong people. We didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to get all ugly. We just said, God, this is not acceptable. And God said, you know what? You're right, it's not. Bye. I remember one time when we came back from the foreign field, I took a job in a clothing store. I didn't know it, but the boss was a homosexual. Now, I would love nothing more than to see a homosexual receive the Savior. God loves them, although He hates their sin just like He hates my sin. But it was out of order. And I said to God, I hope you save this man, but if you don't save this man and he doesn't get right with you, remove him from being my boss, because this is out of order. 2 weeks later, he had another job. Bye. There is nothing that can come against you that can prosper. God is an extraordinarily, profoundly present help. And He has a well-proven track record in times of trouble. Now, times of trouble doesn't really mean trouble as we think of it. It means any kind of a challenge. And the meaning of the word is unique. It says, if you look this up, it says, any kind of a challenge, regardless of its origin or source. In other words, it doesn't matter whether I caused it or whether somebody else caused it. He is still a very present help in time of any kind of a challenge. He comes in and He overwhelms the circumstance. He doesn't just push it over. He floods it. This is why mountains become plains. Because God is an ever-present help, very present help. Because God is a very present help in time of trouble. And then the beauty on top of it is, He won't leave you and He will not forsake you. Now, David learned this. David made about as many mistakes as you could possibly make and still be one individual. He probably made enough for about 10 individuals and then some. But God never left him and God never forsook him. And in the end, God said, "This is a man after my own heart." Why? He learned how to trust God. He learned how to trust God when it was his own stupid fault. And he learned how to trust God when it was somebody else coming against him. He was profoundly afraid. But his fear did not eclipse his trust. You know what it's like? I don't like heights. I don't like heights. I recently saw a thing about some rescue types from the Coast Guard. And they go into these harrowing situations to save people's lives with the helicopter and the basket, and they're 2 inches from the cliff and 5 feet from the water or something. Hurricanes going and they're with their little helicopter up there 200 feet in the air, and that poor guy jumps in the water and they lower the basket and it lands about 500 yards away and he swims and he grabs and he brings it back and they save people's lives. I don't like heights, but you know, I would trust the helicopter enough and the little dinky basket with the little string attached to the helicopter to climb in and get out of there. The scary thing to me was they didn't reel it in. It was still dangling 50 feet under the helicopter and they just, but you know what? That must be terrifying. But you get in the basket. Trusting God doesn't mean I'm not afraid. Trusting God means my trust for Him is greater than my fear. It doesn't mean that I have no challenges. It means my trust for Him is greater than my weariness of the challenge. It doesn't mean that people won't come against me. It means my trust for Him is greater than that person. God is a very present help in time of trouble. Now the amazing thing was David said, after all the things, like consider David's life, all the things that came against him. Okay, lion, bear, Goliath, there is a trio. Okay. Philistines, Absalom, Saul, for how long? How many years and years? David got the anointing at what, 15? And he doesn't become king until he's like 30 or something? Saul, 15 years hunting this kid. But David said something in his fear. Through his fear, he said, "Your gentleness has made me great." See, when God comes in as a very present help, who is extraordinarily well proven in all forms of difficulties, regardless of their source, He will come in and He will be gentle toward me. Others may be harsh. People can be harsh. But God will be gentle. People may be angry with me. People may say things that wound me. People may do things to harm me. But God will always be gentle toward me. And so when that time of trouble comes, He is my refuge and my strength. And I hide in who He is. And I hide in His promises. And I hide in His love for me. And I hide in His faithfulness. And I go to the corner of my mind. And I hide there with my Savior. And I let Him love me. And He is a very present help. Coming in, flooding the circumstances in all of my difficulties. Amen.